First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Olga Kasi watches Emma make a discovery.
I had an unexpected happening recently, one of those precious moments that catch you by surprise. I watched a little 5-month-old infant discover the pleasure of crawling. Her name is Emma. At first, when I put her down on the living room carpet, she struggled valiantly, trying to get a move on. Before long, she was able to flip herself over. But there she was, stuck again, this time on her stomach. Then something caught her eye, something out of reach. It was a brightly colored toy car abandoned about 4 feet away. Emma just had to get her hands on it. She began kicking excitedly. She clawed the thick carpet, trying to get momentum. Finally, she got one leg in a push position and lurched forward. Now she really got excited. Every inch of her being focused on getting her hands on that car. Little by little, she began to make headway. You could see her confidence grow as she reached out. At long last, she got both legs under her, and voila, one lurch, and her hand closed around the car. Once Emma got the hang of crawling, the endless expanse of the living room rug stretched out, waiting to be explored, and off she went. It was such a joy to be there watching her discover the art of crawling. How far could she go? What else could she do? Emma had tasted the reward of persistence, and nothing would ever again be too far away or too far out.
Olga Kasi was a writer of books for children and adults. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.